Vignette number 112 from Zen is Right Here, Teaching Stories and Anecdotes of Shunryu Suzuki. Suzuki Roshi was at Tassajara when his youngest son, Otohiro, who had never done Zen practice, had just finished a three-day initiatory sitting called Tangaryo. Otohiro came to Roshi's cabin, and there was a brief exchange between father and son in Japanese. Roshi told me later that Otohiro had said the sitting was a wonderful experience. Although he wanted to congratulate his son, he had felt obliged not to respond with enthusiasm. In that way, Roshi said, his son could properly understand his realization as his own discovery and not as something his father had given him. That's from Bob Halpern, Tassajara, 1967. Yeah, well, that shows you a difference between him and us. there's somewhat a difference between Japanese culture and America culture. There are Westerners that men and women who are strict with their children and don't praise them. I just can't imagine relating to one of my sons that way. But he related to him as sort of like as a student there. Not talking about something is something he could do very easily. His Zen teaching, except when he was giving a lecture, he could go on, you know. But other than that, he was a man of few words. I wonder if Otohiro knows this. I think I'll get on. He lives in San Francisco. I think I'll write him and ask him if he was aware of this. I had an interview with him. It's on Cuke.com. You know, afterwards, he's been in America since like 62, but he's been totally with Japanese. He married a Japanese woman. He works with Japanese. He does tours. He worked for Japan Airlines. And, you know, after the interview, I thought, gee, I should have just recorded him in Japanese. I mean, I think it would have been easier for him to express himself. But we got plenty. So that's all I can say. In a way, it's very thoughtful. He's got to realize that's his own. And if I praise him for it, it's like I'm taking credit for it or something. Or he might experience it that way. So it was just his. But, you know, people like to get approval from their parents. Maybe it's a really big thing in America and in the West to get approval from their parents. And I've known people whose parents never approved, especially some people with Northern European backgrounds, not praising, not approving, you know. of things they are not saying they approved of things they did. Yeah, pardon me for going on, but that's just the stuff I thought about when I read this. Makes me want to talk to Otohiro about it. But my problem with this is I just can't imagine relating to my sons like they were my students. And that's what he was doing. You know, if this story had been anybody else, a student, I would have gone, yeah. That would have been totally unsurprising. So he was just reading Otohiro like he was another student. And I just need to get over it. okay. This has been a Cuke Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Booba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Dog and Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.